88.3 Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
And now on the Space Show, we turn back time.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, baby, if I could turn.
Well, sure, I can't turn back time, but we here at the Space Show can. 55 years ago this week, two spacecraft were launched towards Mars. First away from the Soviet Union was Mars 3 on May the 28th. Second off the launch pad from the United States was Mariner 9. But those two missions are not our story this week. We go back a further 5 years to 1966, when Surveyor 1 from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory made the first United States soft landing. In the preceding years, NASA had sent a number of Ranger craft deliberately crashing into the moon. During late 1966, May and early June, I made several hours of tape recordings of the Surveyor 1 mission. This evening, some excerpts, beginning before the launch.
In the United States, scientists and technicians at Cape Kennedy are making final preparations for what promises to be one of their most eventful weeks in space. In a few hours' time, a two-stage rocket is due to be launched, carrying a Surveyor spacecraft weighing 1 ton. It's hoped that this will make a soft landing on the moon and send television pictures of the surface back to Earth. On Wednesday, they're due to make two launchings to try to repeat their manned link-up in orbit. They'll send up the target rocket first, and then follow it with a Gemini capsule with two astronauts on board, one of whom is expected to make another walk in space.
Our Voice of America audiences were made aware of the difficulty of soft landing on the moon.
Our mission is probably as difficult, maybe more difficult, and more complex than anything that has yet been attempted in space by anyone. What we're trying to do here is basically to achieve a landing on the moon, which is very analogous to a helicopter landing on the Earth, except that there's no atmosphere to help slow it down, and there's no pilot.
A spider-shaped Surveyor moon vehicle with a revolving camera eye is ready for launching at Cape Kennedy today on an unmanned flight to a soft landing on the moon. Its mission is to relay back to Earth pictures of the moon's surface. Program manager Benjamin Nowitzki said the Surveyor project is probably more difficult and complex than anything yet attempted in space by anyone. He said it will be an extraordinary feat if it succeeds. Surveyor is scheduled to reach the moon early Thursday morning, 63 hours after launching. Another major American space project is scheduled at Cape Kennedy Wednesday, when astronauts Thomas Stafford and Eugene Cernan undertake a 3-day mission in the Gemini 9 capsule. They'll attempt to pursue and link up with a target satellite scheduled for launching 90 minutes ahead of them. And later, astronaut Cernan is scheduled to walk in space during more than 2 orbits of the Earth.
The BBC reported the Surveyor launch.
The American Surveyor spacecraft, which was launched from Cape Kennedy today, is reported to be on course for the moon, where it is hoped it will make a soft landing on Thursday and begin sending back television pictures. First reports from the control center said the craft's landing tripod had opened, but it was thought that one of its two aerials may not be working properly. If there is something wrong, it could affect plans for setting the craft on its final course 15 hours after launching. The launching marked the start of a busy week in America's space exploration program. It was watched by astronauts Thomas Stafford and Eugene German, who will man a Gemini capsule which is to be blasted into space on Wednesday. On this flight, They're to try to repeat the performance of two other astronauts earlier this year of linking up with a target rocket. One of them is also expected to make another spacewalk. This news broadcast comes to you from the BBC, London.
The latest word on the Surveyor spacecraft is that it is apparently on course in its attempt to make America its first soft landing on the moon. A possible flaw developed about 50 minutes after it was launched from Cape Kennedy this morning. There are indications that one of the Surveyor's two radio antennas failed to extend properly. But a spokesman at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, which now controls the flight, said the antenna failure should create no problem. He said there are other means of communication aboard the Surveyor to perform all experiments. Tomorrow morning, scientists plan to put the Surveyor on an exact course to its target on the moon, the so-called Ocean of Storms, where American astronauts may land within 3 years. The Soviet spaceship Luna 9 made a soft landing on the moon in February. A space official described the performance of the U.S. rocket and spacecraft as extremely accurate. If all goes well, the Surveyor will touch down gently on the moon's surface early Thursday morning. A camera aboard the spacecraft will send back hundreds of close-up pictures of the event.
The Voice of America gave frequent progress reports.
America's Surveyor spacecraft is continuing toward the moon, and what U.S. scientists hope will be a soft landing on the lunar surface early Thursday morning. The scientists performed an apparently successful maneuver a few hours ago to correct the course of the television-equipped spacecraft. They are still checking to see if the maneuver was completely successful. If it was, the Surveyor should come down within 32 kilometers of the originally planned landing site near the lunar equator on the western half of the face of the moon. The site is southeast of the spot where a Soviet spacecraft landed in February and sent back the first photographs from the lunar surface. U.S. officials hope the Surveyor will provide pictures with somewhat better detail than those from the Soviet spaceship.
In New Zealand, the NZBC was using Voice of America reports.
At Cape Kennedy, everything is proceeding smoothly for tomorrow's Gemini 9 spaceflight, during which an astronaut will float outside his craft for upwards of 2 hours. And in the other great space experiment, America's Surveyor is right on course for its planned soft landing on the moon sometime tomorrow. The Voice of America correspondent Ed Vickie reports from the Surveyor Control Center at Houston, Texas. He's followed by the Voice of America's man at Cape Kennedy, Red Turner, on the Gemini mission.
Everything continues to run smoothly aboard the Surveyor spacecraft, now racing toward a planned soft landing on the moon. At last report, the one-ton spacecraft is coasting through space at a speed of over 3,000 miles or 5,000 kilometers per hour. Space officials announced Tuesday afternoon that Surveyor is expected to land within 15 kilometers of the planned aiming point, which is located just below the lunar equator on the southwest corner of the area already selected for America's manned landing on the moon in 1969 or 1970. If all continues to go well, late Wednesday night, when the spacecraft is about 60 miles or 96 kilometers from the moon, retro and steering rockets will be fired to slow it down and to guide it to a near vertical position over the lunar surface. Then, at 0:17 hours Greenwich Mean Time on Thursday morning, or 3 days after sunrise on the moon, Surveyor, with its spindly tripod legs extended, will settle gently onto the lunar surface. About an hour later, again, if all works as planned, the spacecraft will begin relaying television pictures of the lunar surface to stations on the ground. Pictures vital to placing a man on the moon in this decade.
Meanwhile, here at Cape Kennedy, astronauts Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan are ready for Wednesday's launch of Gemini 9 and the new target vehicle. If the countdown proceeds on schedule, the target vehicle will be launched at 15 hours GMT Wednesday, and the two astronauts will go after it in Gemini 9 an hour and a half later. The weather looks good for the 3-day space mission, and no further delays are anticipated.
Times referred to in those reports, which were not given as GMT, were, of course, American Eastern Time, 17 hours behind New Zealand time.
88.3 Southern FM.
Southern FM.
Southern FM.
Tensions rose as Surveyor 1 neared the moon.
We are going to interrupt the musical portion of today's breakfast show to bring you a report from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California. The Jet Propulsion Laboratory is controlling the Surveyor spacecraft. We have just received a report from the National Broadcasting Company, which is broadcasting to the American people about the landing or the impending landing on the lunar surface of the Surveyor craft. The retro rockets have fired apparently successfully aboard Surveyor. This means, of course, that the space vehicle with the television cameras aboard has begun to slow its descent. Right now, we are only 1 minute and 29 seconds from a landing on the lunar surface. Of course, until the actual landing occurs, we don't know whether or not this is going to be a successful soft landing, but hopefully so. Every indication at this moment indicates it will be successful. At 1 minute and 10 seconds, we now join the National Broadcasting Company for a report on the landing. We will stay with NBC until we know whether or not Surveyor is safely on the lunar surface. Now to NBC.
Surveyor is reporting in excellent condition.
All signals look good.
4,000 feet stable.
And history in space has just been made. The United States has successfully, apparently, made the first successful, completely soft lunar landing. The Surveyor space vehicle has been reported from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, as having landed on the lunar surface at a speed of only 13 feet per second, which was what had been planned precisely. Now, of course, we are going to have to await the arrival of the first television pictures from the lunar surface. Television pictures which should be arriving back here on the surface of the Earth in approximately 1/2 hour, according to the latest information which we had. The Surveyor space vehicle, to give you just a bit of background before we go back to the National Broadcasting Company, left the Earth early Monday morning of this week. It traveled a distance of approximately 230,000 nautical miles to the moon. Its flight time was about 63 hours. It has landed in the Sea of Storms. And again, apparently, it has landed very, very close to the target area which had been planned by the Jet Propulsion Laboratory. In our studio here at the Voice of America, we have a television set which we can see, a television set which is keyed to the National Broadcasting Company, and the cameras are in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory at Pasadena. There is exhilaration on the faces of all of the officials, the scientists, and the people who have made this successful launching. Right now, we're going to go back to the National Broadcasting Company and a report from NBC reporter Roy Neal.
Roger,
sound
off. We're getting good engineering
Then came the anxious wait for the pictures.
We are again going to interrupt the regular breakfast show and the report by correspondent Alvin Anderson to bring you additional information on the Surveyor spacecraft. Before we join the National Broadcasting Company, which is reporting from the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, here are some bits of information which may be of interest to you. Surveyor spacecraft is supposed to take 3 days of photographs of the lunar surface. And then when the intensity of the sun's rays becomes too hot, when the cameras would not be able to function properly, the television cameras will be turned off by a command from Earth. And then after that 3 day lapse of time, then the cameras will again be ordered to resume operation, and there will be an additional 5 days of photographs from the lunar surface. We are still waiting to receive word that the order has in fact been transmitted from the Earth to the surveyor craft for the television cameras to be turned on. Apparently, the order has not yet been given. I would imagine that a great deal of technical maneuvering has to take place. Various systems must be tested. Different sources of power must be tested. One source of power will be turned off, and an alternate source of power will be turned on before the television cameras actually begin to function.
The newsroom at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory was very chaotic and noisy, and the NBC reporter had trouble being heard. So much so, the Voice of America had to interpret for the shortwave audience.
Our picture will come from a different section of this control building. These men are looking at television information on the television monitor here, not the incoming picture from the NASA, so far as we know.
That is the voice of Roy Neal of the National Broadcasting Company. Again, simply to try to clarify or perhaps to expand upon what he is saying, the command has been given for the television cameras aboard Surveyor to begin functioning. All of the people at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory are now standing by for the first photographs of Surveyor to be received back here on the Earth's surface. The first photograph which will be received will be one of one leg of the Surveyor spacecraft, and then the angle of the cameras will be changed, and then we will begin to see more and more of the lunar surface. Now back to NBC, and hopefully for the first photographs of the moon.
Once this picture is received, I'll see in this tube face here a sudden readout once this picture is grabbed. If we still do a rough representation, there it is.
And there we can see. We are right now watching the television camera in our studio in Washington, D.C., the first picture from the Surveyor spacecraft on a successful soft landing on the lunar surface. It is quite a distinct photograph, and it does show one leg of the Surveyor craft. It shows it, as best as we can possibly tell, resting on the lunar surface. It does not seem to be buried in any type of soft earth. We'll go back now to the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
We're
going to interrupt the report from the National Broadcasting Company and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory to remind you about the weight of the Surveyor spacecraft. The weight as it landed on the moon's surface, 25 minutes, about 42 or 43 minutes ago. After all of the fuel had been exhausted, the Surveyor spacecraft weighed approximately 600 pounds. Now we're going to go back to National Broadcasting Company and the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
And gradually loses its memory.
the picture begins to warp out.
That's the function of the scan converter system here. It's nothing to do with the photograph on the moon.
That's what I'm saying.
The scan converter is now ready for the next picture to come through.
And there we've got to leave it. And a reminder that the Gemini mission was delayed by several days, so it doesn't qualify for this week's show.